The following podcast is crass, tasteless, and absurd. It is the reflection of the consciousness of the host and should be treated with a similar caution. Fucking Whatever with Colton David starts in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hey.
Hey.
Fuck.
What?
Coachella, yes.
And that was Andrew's first time. Thank you, everyone.
Oh. Especially
with
coughing. Coughing is very relevant.
Relevancy. And guess what? Those weren't the sounds coming from the mouth.
That's great. That's great. Oh, man, we're back.
Yeah.
We did it.
Hey.
I'm in the bathroom, so this message is probably going to sound like shit.
You're probably wondering why I'm here, and so am I, so am I.
I got nipples on my titties, big as the end of my thumb. I got something between my legs that'll make a dead man come. Oh, daddy. Baby, won't you shave them dry?
No.
Want you to grind me, baby. Grind me until I cry.
Live from the internet, it's Fucking Whatever with Colton David. Here's your host, Colton David.
Hey guys, hey, thank you all for coming out. I'm Colton David, you're here fucking with me, Colton David, yeah. Tonight on our show we have Jay Malone.
Yeah.
John Stoll.
Yeah.
Andrew Halverson.
Yeah.
And me, Colton David.
I stopped clapping.
All right.
That was the best intro.
What are we going to talk about?
Whatever, dude. You know.
Whatever,
well,
man.
I haven't heard from Jay in 1,000 years.
Jay,
so Jay, open this up.
I want to hear from
How's
you.
Life? How's life? How
What's
things?
This podcast about? I don't even know what we're doing here.
Fucking whatever.
We're rapping, man.
Oh, man, I got this. Man.
You got this man in your life now? Does he have red hair?
How right
Sadly,
is his
no.
hair?
How right is it?
How red. Right is it?
Oh, red. It's
already
breaking
down.
Light.
Already breaking down.
Light red with a hint of orange.
So
it's
like
my new
red orange.
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 It's not orange red because orange red is primarily orange.
Yeah.
Isn't orange just like
also hey, red look, orange is red. Way cooler.
This is, hey.
Hey, you're interrupting
my
Colton
time.
There.
This is my what? Hey.
Hey.
This is my time.
Fine, God.
So selfish.
Jay, how are things with the lady friend? Are you still with her?
Nope.
Good. There, go. So how did it end? Why did it end?
What?
What happened?
I don't think we should talk about this on podcast.
No, what happened?
We stopped dating.
Why?
That's because I said, hey, you want to stop dating?
Why would you do that? Were you not getting
it? She didn't have red hair.
Oh, she didn't. She doesn't.
Yep.
Did you give her that reason? Did you say, hey, you don't
Is
have red
gay?
Hair?
Is she gay?
I'm done.
Pretty much.
What am I saying?
What are you
what,
saying,
really?
Andrew?
No!
Oh, man. You shouldn't break the
I
illusion
wish.
Like
this
that,
like,
man.
I thought my joke was... My joke was in poor taste to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I think I'm already done. I quit.
All right, fine. God. We were going to talk about right, wrestling
end
too,
of story.
But
whoa, all right, I'm back in.
All right.
Oh. Whoa.
Speaking of wrestling and video games.
Yeah.
Video games.
Yeah. WWE All-Stars.
Oh my god. Jay, okay, right? So,
have you seen Macho Man?
Go off. Go off.
All right. So,
I don't know. The look of that game kind of looks cool.
No, here. Let's back up for a second and let's reconsider what WWE's game direction tends to be these days. And it
horrible?
Occurred to me very in I guess what would be a heat stroke that they make games for kids. And they make it so wrestling looks like comic book people fighting. And this
That's
is
what that game looks
this
like.
This is what this game looks like. It is the ultimate realization of this. It is
I think they should make a WWE game with like scan lines and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're watching a VHS.
Like scan lines.
Ooh.
Oh hey, that is a cool idea.
I'd be okay
Dude,
with this.
It's fucking
and every time you start
game.
A finishing move, it's like tracking errors, and then you see the move, and then
yes.
tracking errors.
You can just see you can see like the VHS tape running down there in the right-hand corner of it. Like,
right.
dude, that's so cool.
It's in 4x3.
Yeah, totally.
Always in 4x3. Yes.
Yeah. They can't not be in 4x3.
It has to be. Speaking of low-quality wrestling footage, I've been watching a lot of Texas wrestling from the 80s. Like
Jesus.
So much.
Tell me about it.
How much Texas wrestling?
I have a 15 disc set and I have one disc left.
Jesus. Where did you buy this at?
I'm not gonna give his name out on the air, but
his name.
I have a connection.
Let's just call him Brian.
Ric Flair.
No,
what
if
his name is Brian?
Yeah, Ric Flair. I bought all my tapes from Ric Flair.
You want these Texas wrestling tapes?
He has my cell phone number.
You know, because he's that kind
terrible.
Of guy.
He calls me up and just like goes woo and just hangs up. it's really a hassle, man. Like, it's a good thing that the video quality is so good because I am about sick of that shit, man. All hours of the night, just calling me up and telling me about how he's Space Mountain and how no one can be first, but someone can be
next.
Hey,
John, I need to talk to you about my life.
Okay, what do you want to talk about? Yeah, Ric Flair's like, man,
I'm too awesome.
I've got.
I might be a little too awesome.
I've invented a new kind of divorce. I go through
that
hoops.
That seems actually like legitimate, something like Ric Flair would do.
He's on his fourth wife, I do believe.
He invents a new kind of divorce.
Yeah.
Which we call it,
yeah, it's the Flair divorce.
Flair
divorce.
Second
degree divorce.
Yeah.
Where you, like, passively get your friends to divorce.
Right.
Like, you convince them to divorce, too.
No, you don't even get... It's just a passive feeling they get when they're around you. A second degree
oh, okay.
divorce.
That makes sense. Like, oh.
Or Ric Flair just divorces them.
Yeah.
Like, he files the legal papers.
Yeah, he, like goes up to their marriage papers
my special
and chops
ability.
Them.
Yeah, he just elbow drops the divorce papers. And
that's Macho Man. Yeah. Stupid.
No,
idiot.
He doesn't even
hey, Ric
do
Flair.
That. He challenges them to
shit,
an actual
fuck,
match.
Shit, fuck. Whatever. I'll talk
and if he
whoa,
loses,
man.
He's still going to divorce you.
Started.
Yeah.
So,
that was
hey,
a
let's talk about the Freedom Boys.
Redhead.
Let's talk about the Freedom Boys.
What is this?
The Freedom Boys
are the Freedom Boys.
So,
Ric Flair, Arn
so
Anderson.
Who knows
two other
who
guys.
James Boyce is? No one?
Anybody?
Boyce?
Anybody know?
Nope.
Colton? Boyce?
Are we talking about music now?
No, we're talking about
Boyce
from the IRC.
Oh, Boyce.
Yeah.
Like B-O-Y-C-E,
yeah,
Boyce.
Yeah, Boyce.
Oh, that guy.
He made a group with everyone on his friends list. And this is over
that's
270
Bruce.
People. So there's a chat thing, and it sucks, but it sucks in the best way.
Why am I not in this
because
right
there's
now?
There's like half of everybody is super frustrated that they're in this group.
Yeah, half is like, how do I get this to stop
like,
happening?
Yeah,
God.
Freedom Boys.
I just added you, Colton.
Oh, God.
You can't stop it from happening. You can't stop freedom.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's hyperventilate.
What the fuck are you doing?
Humping that couch again.
What? I have asthma.
This is the best thing I've ever seen. This is
chat.
Terrible.
Here we go.
Yep.
Who would do this?
Boyce.
James Boyce.
James
what
Boyce.
What monster?
James Boyce. James Boyce.
That's who.
I want to make a James Boyce like page.
I want to tattoo James Boyce's face on my face.
I would do that. I would a teardrop tattoo, except it'd be James Boyce's face.
Yeah, totally.
I want to tattoo,
great.
Yeah.
This group's wall on my back.
That would be so great.
Yeah.
It would only be relevant for, like,
a
second.
I would get Freedom Boys tattooed on my arm. I'm going to be straight up honest with you there.
Yeah.
I would do
that. With that shitty, like, paint logo.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not shitty. It's awesome. It's got an asterisk by the penis. You know, come on. It's worth noting.
2011.
Yeah.
2011. Oh, dude, it's 2011.
Yeah. It's the 2011.
Hey, guys, we're live from 2011. I don't know.
Yeah.
Are we?
I'm not.
No. I'm still in the 2010.
Oh, that sucks. 2010.
Really?
Nothing has separated this year from last year yet.
There
hasn't been that point.
It doesn't suck.
Oh, I know it separates it, but it doesn't separate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
No.
The birthday thing. Andrew's becoming 18, and he can go do whatever.
Whoa.
He can be legally liable for his own dumb ass.
Yeah.
And that's going to end terribly.
Yeah.
It's going to end so badly.
Me? Seriously? Me?
Yeah,
you're going to be in prison like the day.
Yeah. Because honestly, the difference here is that Colton can talk his way out of getting arrested.
I can fucking fuck my way out of getting arrested.
I don't think he could.
I don't think he could.
I can hump out of the car.
I've known Colton for 2 years. I don't think he could.
Look at that face.
Wow, has it been 2 years?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, get ready to trip. The giant bomb IRC thing started in 2008.
Dude, that's been
so it's
and
actually
and
really close to 3 years.
Jeez. Almost 3 years we've
we're
known
aging.
Each other.
It's terrible.
I'm going to go jump off a bridge.
Andrew doesn't know what Napster
is. That's a bad thing to
no,
do.
No, was it Andrew
what?
Or was it...
I know what Napster
no,
is.
No, it was Matt. Yeah, I was mad. I was talking to Matt. And he was like, I heard of Napster. I don't know. Yeah, he doesn't know how to use, like, peer-to-peer services. And I felt ancient. Like, oh, God. Like, I was there when that was happening. I was using it. My dad brought it to the house. We got a lot of music out of it. But, just crestfallen. It's totally depressed that... Oh, man.
Day ruiner.
Yeah.
James Boyce.
That Matthew McMillan. That guy who's not here. Who would otherwise be here. I don't
miss
know, maybe
you,
not.
Matt. Why does James Boyce look like a 14-year-old Mexican boy?
Because he's a 19-year-old Scottish boy.
What?
19?
Yeah.
Oh, Boyce. That's right. Boyce is... Oh, wow. 19, really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure 19.
That's...
Yeah, right?
That's not Boyce. Okay.
No, he's 10. He's 10.
I'm older than James Boyce. It's terrible. I don't feel good about it.
Is this guy right here, the one that says, I work for God?
Yes, that is James Boyce.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Studying sound engineer.
This lady behind him.
It's a lady?
Yeah.
Like, look at that sick arm.
I'm the God Santa. What? Alright, going chugging along here. Crusades shirt. 3-2. FC Barcelona beat FC Barcelona.
He's married to Tom Burke.
What are you talking about?
July 8th, 1991.
See, I don't trust anyone's Facebook.
I don't feel Boyce would lie about that, man.
Class of
and we talked well, about in, it. Like we discussed that right I am now. Older than he. I am the oldest man on the internet.
Apparently,
it makes me feel really bad that all my friends on Facebook.
There's always Claude.
Yeah, Claude.
There's always Claude.
Who the hell
is Claude? Man, Claude.
Remember the guy
remember
who was like
guy.
Over 40?
I don't know.
I love Claude.
No, I don't remember.
Claude is great.
He still is.
Isn't MB an old
he's
man?
He's dead.
Still on.
Fucking.
MB's a douche.
Why would you
idiot.
Bring him up?
Because I like to. Because it's just like, oh, someone put this turd in my tea. Oh, shit.
And it's MB.
Weren't we going to, like, send, like, white supremacists to his house one day?
I was not a part of this.
Who?
Andrew, we were going to, like, send white supremacists to wait outside his house.
To whose house?
To MB's.
Oh, wait, yeah. What? I feel like I should remember this, but I don't.
This was like an hour-long conversation. But how much he's a douche.
So, hey, here's a pop quiz. Who has gone in that room since, like, last fall?
IRC?
Yeah.
I was there
the
day
not.
Before Halloween.
Oh, okay.
So.
I haven't been there in... Years.
Yeah, after
year.
After No New Games shut down
I stopped going there.
Yeah,
probably before that.
Everyone started talking about music instead of video games, I kind of stopped going there.
Yeah, I mean, who cares about music, really? It's all about pictures of people standing on people and pointing. That's the best.
Jay, you were saying?
I don't know.
No one knows.
Jay, you were never in there.
I was talking.
No.
Talking to some guys. No. Or girls. What?
Oh!
What?
Speaking of which, Jay, have you been following the Tanuki Brukaru relationship?
I see that they're dating. I'm the asshole for bringing up MB. All right.
I'm interested now.
Jay, have you this? There's a very important video.
Oh, is there a video? Oh no, I'm not gonna watch it.
Oh, John, you haven't seen this either.
It's like 100 times Make worse me. Than the human centipede. I can guarantee this.
Oh God,
this is probably the greatest. Here.
It's about as bad as
Human Centipede.
I want to see Human Centipede.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. No, see, here's the thing, man. Now that I know it exists, I have to know. I have to know all about it.
Yeah. But then once you know, you kind of wish you could forget.
Tanuki is as douchey as you think he is in this video.
Alright, I'm going to mute this video and just, like, go off of... face.
Also, Brukauer is about as
recognizing your face.
This is what happens when you have no self-confidence. Like, none.
Yeah. It's recognizing your face.
Like, the opposite of self-confidence?
Hey, what's up, Tanuki?
Hey, Jay.
What?
Nice camera.
He's walking around in the snow. Made a snow thing.
Also,
oh no, he's in the shot! Oh, God. Can I just...
That's a nice car.
This is weird because we're all watching a video. I also remember when I was doing a Gears 2 bombing run.
Mm.
And I was hosting it. And then basically I decided I was going to, like, use up all my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all my time for, you know, doing Gears. Yeah. And Brukauer told everyone to ditch my party and go to his.
Alright, I'm done watching this.
Yeah.
You probably
shouldn't watch anymore.
Yeah, no, they're driving.
It's funny, because one of the advertisements was for Human Centipede.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
The only thing I remember
from all the Gears 2 playing, I remember two things. I remember wiping out Sweep
and...
Mapodega. And wiping out Sweep and Tanuki in one rocket. And being the last person alive on... It was like Wingman. It was... You know, the five teams of two. Tokyo was my partner, and he was useless. And
he always is.
Guys,
idiot.
Yeah.
Guys,
fucking asshole.
We're gonna put this on there. I wonder if he's actually going to listen to it. Anyway,
no one's gonna listen to this.
So I'm left. Sweep and Tanuki somehow end up on the same team, which is patently unfair. And
oh god, you guys always got on the same team. That pissed me off.
Yeah, I have the boom shot, and like they're coming around the corner. They don't know where I am yet, and I fire one missile, drop both of them, and immediately start screaming just at the top of my lungs. I think I was there. It was great,
dude. I think I was there.
I was probably there. That was
okay,
and also Matt Bodega and I being on a team, and that being the worst I've ever done in that game. Because
John,
I just remember having a giant conversation, like a really philosophical conversation about Gears 2, going from Gears to The Witcher to like, I don't even remember
philosophical like, conversation about video games
about The Witcher, about The Witcher. Wait, you remember those times when we could do that?
Colton,
right?
You were trying to say something to me, like that one time a few minutes ago.
I was.
You remember that,
John? Remember when you and Matt Bodega were going to start a website, but he was incompetent in many ways.
Yeah, remember when I tried to start a website and people were assholes? That happened twice to me. I was like, I'm going to start this video game website. No. Okay, I'm gonna start this video game website. No. And I was like, gonna start a music website? And I just kind of... I don't know if the story's ever been fully told anywhere, but I was really sleep-deprived. And I was trying to fix my sleep schedule. And the way to do that is to have something to work on. So I saw Matt was not in school at the moment. And
said... You saw out your window.
Yeah, I was sitting outside of his window, naked with a laptop. And I said, hey, Matt, we should start a music blog. And he said, holy Christ, get away from my house. Also, yes. And we started a music blog for ModOverhaulRest.net. I don't know if you've heard of it. Yeah, FOWR.net. And we've started doing that. And then Halverson messaged me on Skype demanding to be in. Demanding. Like, we didn't...
Guys, I wasn't demanding. Matt told... I asked Matt about it, and he was just like, oh, you should ask John because I don't want to deal with any fucking shit.
Was he high?
Because I don't want to deal with...
When he said that?
Maybe. Okay. I don't know. Yeah. I don't... I've never been,
just like,
outside of Matt's house with a laptop naked.
Hey.
Well,
hey,
you're the only one.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, that's cool.
What are you doing?
I got a magic trick for you.
I have done a lot for this website.
Yeah, you have. It's weird because you demanded to be in, and now you're like the most productive part of the site. And when I've shown this site to people who don't know my real name, they will always say, nice site, Andrew. I was like, fuck's sake.
That's pretty good.
That makes me sad. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, hey, guess what? I don't care. I'm surprised that anyone reached the site at any point in history. January's almost over. We've put up an article.
We put up one article.
Hey guys, I got a website.
Enough views to like last it.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well,
how many views on your article?
How many views on this one article? Let me go look.
Yep.
It's probably really depressing, but
45,000.
No. We have not hit 8,000 views for anything. Well, I guess overall views in site history, we hit that. But enter my thing.
Hey guys.
Hey, what?
They're making a Tim and Eric movie.
Are they? I don't care.
Yeah.
Who's they? Is the they Tim and Eric?
No.
It's Disney Interactive.
It's Disney Interactive, yeah.
Disney Interactive is making
it. Yeah.
That's an absurd concept.
It's the best concept.
So I got a website.
It's called Tim and Eric's Billion Dollar Movie.
This can't be a real... Yep. You're kidding, right? They're not actually...
No, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. This is not a joke.
I'd watch it.
This is not a test.
There's an interview on Pitchfork with Tim Heidecker.
Oh, I know there's an interview with Heidecker. I didn't know that was in there.
Heidecker.
Heidecker.
Yeah. He says that at the very end of the interview.
He says, hey, what's up? You got movies?
They're going to start shooting next month.
Cool. I'm in.
All right, site stats for this one article about tennis, which I have not listened... Like, is an album I've not listened to.
Wait, what?
Let's see.
Wait, how many views on that?
Album?
On this article?
Yeah.
43.
Christ, you're not far off.
43. 4.
I don't know. Let me go look. Because, like, the most viewed articles on our site ever have always been things 4,000. Andrew has done, which is awesome. Because, like, that guy's a really crappy writer, so...
Yeah, I hate him.
That's true.
I'm really bad. I don't know what to write about.
Write about...
My turnaround times are horrible.
I think he's typing with his feet.
Hey, Metal Sam. He exists to make us feel better about how unproductive we are.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah, I agree.
He wrote one article that was really condescending and has not followed up at all. Like, ever.
He represents, like, the epitome of, like, working with people over the internet on websites.
Yeah.
Except you actually know him.
Yeah, except he's
that's okay.
I don't know.
Part.
Here are the stats for Andrew versus Cape Dory. 12.
12 views.
Yeah.
Those were all me.
Damn it!
They were all Jay. Jay is a big fan. So Jay, actually, speaking of working for websites...
What have you been doing?
When you fucking emailed me that remix, I noticed you had this fucking stupid signature. Oh, Jay Malone, play Refinity. Oh.
Yep.
With a phone number under it, no less.
Yeah.
Did you call that phone number?
I write.
I read about video games on the internet. Mm. Let me tell you about it.
Have you given any accolades to any video games on the internet?
I gave a 9.5 to Limbo. And a 9.5 to Red Dead Redemption.
So you're obviously wrong and compromised.
I recall helping with this Red Dead
according
Redemption.
According to the commenters. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you did.
I did. I showed you.
Told me where the ending part was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You didn't help.
I saved it. I
so why didn't you do a review nothing. Of Shattered? That's a good game worth talking about.
Because I write for the Xbox 360 team, and also joined after Shattered was released.
So
the website wasn't even launched when Shattered was released.
Here's okay. Well, never mind then. I'm not gonna bother arguing that. Shattered. All I'm saying is that time sensitivity means nothing unless you're making money. And I'm gonna go ahead and guess you're not making money.
Whatever. I'm
so right about whatever you want.
I am actually. All
right, cool. Whatever. Hey. Yeah. Fine. Jeez.
I could write a review for it, but it's. Yeah. Got better things to do.
Fuck such that. Let's play Shatter.
I enjoy Shatter.
How come you didn't write a review of
Little Big
3,
Planet 2?
The obvious game of the year.
Because it's
you guys want to
match
talk about
3.
Bejeweled?
Yes, let's talk.
Or match 4 or something.
I was joking, but I'm really ready to talk about Bejeweled 3 if you want
that
to.
Game is dope.
Oh my god, it's awesome! Why is
you
it?
You downloaded it illegally.
It is like everything I love. Like bad fantasy, stupid epicness, and match 3 games.
Really, really deep bass waves.
Oh, the binaural beats.
Yeah,
I want to play
I
mantras.
Exclusively play Zen mode.
Yeah. Zen mode is probably hilarious.
So, Andrew.
Zen mode's the best.
Jay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was trying to get them
to
stop talking.
A conversation.
We were talking about the best game ever made, and you were all like, hey, Andrew. And I was like, I'm pretty
Lambo.
Sure there's no Andrew in Bejeweled 3, man. Maybe there is.
I got a match 6 a while ago.
I'm an unlockable character.
Andrew is the human unlockable, so.
Andrew's voice is like an unlockable announcer voice.
Yeah.
Which I would
not
pick of that announcer. No more turns.
Are you sure you wouldn't do that?
I wouldn't. Say no more turns for me.
No more turns.
No more moves.
You wouldn't do that?
No
you'd
new
be
games.
Into that?
We would.
No
we
more,
would.
No more moves.
Yeah, we have to.
You're out of moves.
No more moves.
You guys.
No more moves, guys. So, like, wrap it up.
No more moves.
Wouldn't that be, like, the best, though?
There has to be a way to edit every sound file in there. So it's just people making bejeweled noises.
No
mo moves.
No mo moves. So, have you ever turned off all the lights in your room and just put on the breathing thing?
I have.
What is that? Wait,
so
what?
It pops like this little breathing meter and it shows you how to breathe.
Yeah, while you are matching
it's kinda,
3. It's oddly
it's
comforting.
It's kind of relaxing. It's weird.
Yeah.
I do it when I'm sad.
Yeah. We were talking about Lonely Club and things to do all alone.
Play Bejeweled naked in the dark. Yeah. Breathing heavily.
Yeah.
With binaural beats.
Fat bass waves. This bass wave makes me more motivated to sit here naked. Match 3.
Actually, I listened to that Kanye West album.
Oh.
While playing Bejeweled.
Yeah!
That was a great way to experience that album.
Yeah.
So now I associate that album with Bejeweled.
You're right, Kanye West. It is a hell of a life. Hold on while I match 4.
Oh,
boom!
Whoa.
This one explodes now.
This one makes lightning.
Can't run away from this.
I've swapped 2 of the match anything blocks, and they all blew up.
No one man should have all of these diamonds.
Shit, we're talking about music. Quickly, just stop it.
Hey, don't make me pull the...
Hey.
Dark.
Hey.
You might think you've peeped the Bejeweled.
What?
What?
Didn't get any of that.
Aw.
Mumble.
Bejeweled.
Hey, Coachella?
Yeah.
Rob.
Okay.
Alright.
Yeah.
So yeah, speaking of pop cap games,
of
I played some more Plants vs. Zombies.
I hate that game. I don't know what it is.
Do you really?
Yeah,
I finished that game like twice now.
Yeah, see, once we get to the roof thing, I don't dig it.
I get it. I didn't. My favorite's probably just the garden, just straight up.
Yeah,
because I have.
It's like, I wasn't done with that like skill set by the time they moved on, and it kind of bummed me out.
Yeah. 1 second, I'm gonna go eat food. I'll be right back. Right. You guys talk.
Oh my god!
I'm gonna keep talking.
Jesus!
I will bring food up.
All right, cool.
1 sec.
Well, now that he's gone, we can talk.
So
mess
fuck
about
Colton
him.
David.
Yeah, seriously, what the hell is that guy's problem?
It's all
the
he
host
wants
of this
to
show,
fuck things.
But can you believe he actually likes
so
Bejeweled
in
24 3?
Seconds?
I was joking.
Really?
No, I actually
stupid game.
Because I'm pretty sure I remember you telling me that you fucking love Bejeweled 3.
Dude, it's great. It's great.
I'm gonna open Steam right now. Is it available on Mac?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
All right.
Yeah.
I might check that out when it's like
possible.
On sale or something.
Oh. I don't know what's on sale for Mac.
It's like $20, right?
Yeah, it's like $20. But you know
That's
what? It's actually worth it. I don't know. This seems strange to
you. Nah.
Look at all these other games you can get for the Mac. Eve, you know. Classic
Portal.
Eve. Yeah, Eve Online, you know. Spaceships.
Wow. Portal.
Yep, there's Bejeweled 3. Depths of Peril.
Portal.
What is Depths of Peril?
We still haven't played... Hey, we still haven't played Civ.
Yeah, you're right.
Portal.
Who cares about Portal?
I kind of like Portal. I'm done with it.
Yeah. You know who?
But
you know
I
what I don't like?
I'll play Portal 2.
I don't like people who like Portal.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of people who don't do that. Or, like, who get really into the whole jokey thing.
Yeah. Here's so this story is a long... Well, not long, but it's a long way around to make a simple point. So I have a friend who is a furry, and,
That's me.
Yeah, so Jay was working the FurryCon, and this is right after Portal came out, and there was a guy with a piano. And he was playing, like, the first day, he was just playing songs, and it was nice, you know, piano music, you know, whatever.
I love piano music.
And then the next day, I guess everyone in that state beat Portal at the same time, and he was taking requests.
Sweet.
And there were 3 more days of this convention.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah.
Did they all want to hear that fucking
they
song
all wanted
all
to
the
hear
time?
Hear Still Alive all the time. All the time. Yeah, so.
Escape to a sparkling new world. I'm looking at the Bejeweled 3 trailer. Discover new ways to play.
Sparkle this new world. Still alive. What are we doing?
Burp, 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 burp. Amazon.com recommends Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Cool.
Are you guys talking about wrestling?
Yeah, we could talk about more about wrestling.
We should talk about that.
Hey,
Jay. I heard blank the blank.
What?
Rumble.
Royal Rumble.
Are you ready?
Who's your pick?
Christian.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. That's fine. I don't know if he'll go to WrestleMania, but you know what? That would be totally
Who's
awesome.
Yours?
Alberto
Who's yours?
Del Rio.
Yeah, I think. Oh, I want that
actually
even
don't
more.
Don't know who that is. Wow.
Yeah.
He's new.
He's new, but he's really good. And
he's so good. God, I love him.
Yeah, he's like the ultimate douchebag. It's great.
Whatever happened to that whole Miz thing?
That's still happening. But it's the January season title reign, which means no one gives 2 fucks. I don't know why WWE treats their title this way, but in January they seem to determine, since the Royal's coming up, no one really cares about who's the champion right now. And it doesn't help that, like, Raw's sort of thin on the babyface side right now, now that Cena's tied up with Punk. And so they've just had Miz go out there with, like, Jerry Lawler. And that's been cool. Like, I don't know if you know this.
Yeah.
Jerry Lawler's pretty fucking good. So.
Jerry Lawler's kind of the shit.
Yeah, he's great. So.
He's not always the best at announcer.
Yeah, no. He's, like, maybe 1/20th of the announcer he is as a wrestler. Like, he...
Oh, yeah.
I remember seeing that ladder match, like, the TLC match.
That was messed
flipping
up.
Flipping the fuck out. Like, that was probably my favorite match last year.
I thought he was gonna die.
Yeah. Like, 100...
It looked like it.
And my favorite part is, like... Usually you get people who do, like, really complicated table spots. Like, I'm going to do a fucking somersault and land on this ladder bridge and do a... whatever. Like, Jerry Lawler, his idea of a table spot is, I punch you and you fall through the table. Yes. This is everything
which
I want.
And he does that twice.
Yeah, he does... Yeah. Jerry Lawler throwing punches is pro wrestling, so I'm totally into watching that. How's your food there, Colton?
The parents went out and picked up, like, straight-up real, like, cheeseburger from a burger joint.
Oh, a real one.
Yeah.
A real, like, real cheeseburger?
It was, like, one strip of cheeseburger.
You gotta wrangle them up.
It's a cheeseburger in real life.
Yeah.
Like, no, like, one of the big cheeseburgers.
Oh,
the big ones.
Like a big one.
Like a...
Like a big burger?
It's got chili in it.
Oh, that's fucking
Welcome
gross.
Welcome to Good Burger.
I'm here to protest seriously. Chili and hamburger.
What are you...
I'm a reasonable man.
What are
man.
You, Colton?
I don't like chili that much.
Chili and hamburgers.
Chili's all right, but a hamburger and chili, no way.
I don't, it's not like real chili. It's not
yeah,
like...
It's too much
chili.
Oh, it's
yeah,
some
yeah,
of that
yeah,
fake
yeah,
chili?
It's just two
on
meats
the real
that
hamburger.
Should not have to go together.
Well, it's...
It's more of a gravy chili.
Yeah, see? That's
oh,
what they
my
use
God.
On
this sounds like the worst
burger.
Thing in the world.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's good.
No, it's the opposite of good.
Did you get this out of the toilet? Because that's where it sounds
like
it comes from.
You know what I want in my burger? I want cheese.
You know what I want in my burger? I want beef and mustard, and that's fucking it.
Ew!
That is fucking
Now you're messed up. Mustard?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mustard's
good. Yeah.
Canadian? Mustard is not good.
Go eat a pretzel right now with some mustard.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, get some, like,
That's a double
gross.
Whatever. Go to, like, Wetzel's Pretzels or some shit.
Wetzel's
I don't care.
Pretzels.
Dude, I live in Alabama.
You think
I have a whatever you just said
No, it's a real place.
All right, well.
I got a McDonald's.
I have a Wetzel's Pretzels at the mall. It's currently closed because some fucking crazy guy tried to burn down the GameStop.
That was me.
So the entire mall was basically closed down for like a month and a half.
They're all $20 for Red Dead Redemption.
I don't know if you heard about that. That was my mall.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't hear about that.
And
I thought, and God, that must be the most meth-addled place of all time. And then Andrew gets online and is like, hey, guys, someone tried to burn down my mall. It's like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I don't know. That guy's Facebook profile is fucking crazy. It got deleted at some point. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, damn it.
It had him, like, there's like a, the profile picture was like an AK-47 on the hood of his car or some shit.
So are we are we too close to make Jared Lee Lautner jokes? Like, is that...
I think maybe...
All right. I've been working on
Go
some.
For it.
I've been
Go
workshopping
for it.
Some.
Go for it.
So,
Go for it.
I was always wondering what happened to Uncle Fester after all these years.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, that's sort of the one I got.
Right. Maybe it's not that. Maybe it's okay now.
Yeah. Should we end on that?
I don't know. Let's find something better to end it on.
Okay.
Clown porn.
Man, they can squeeze a lot in one clown.
Oh. All right.
And now we're
ending
the podcast.
All right, we're good. This has been,
Fucking whatever.
With Colton David.
I'm Colton David. I'm your host, Andrew Halverson, John Stahl, Jay Malone.
Ah,
see you, bitch,
everyone. Good night.
Stop recording.
Ah.